This week's Cotton Newsline is Four Cuts. All cuts are Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. Cut 1, coming in 3, 2, 1.
It does reflect the higher planted acreage number that came out of the June acreage report, but then also USDA noted that they made some adjustments on the amount of the crop that would be harvested and the average yield based off of the current crop conditions, primarily in the southwestern part of the United States, and there we're largely talking about Texas. At least at this point in the growing season, conditions are favorable, and so they felt like they needed to reflect that by increasing their estimate for the U.S. crop.
Cut 2, coming in 3, 2, 1.
If we look at the demand side of the equation for the U.S., USDA projects mill use for 2010 at 3.4 million bales. That's up 100,000 bales from the June estimate for 2010, and it's also unchanged from the 2009 estimate. So hopefully we're seeing a little bit of stability and some support there in the mill use number. Of course, the other big category for offtake of U.S. cotton is exports, and there USDA made a fairly substantial adjustment as well, as they put exports for the 2010 year at 14.3 million bales. Previously, they were carrying 13.5 million bales, but with the adjustment in the crop size, the increased supplies, they came in and made some adjustments in exports as well. So that gives us a total use when you combine mill use and exports of 17.7 million bales.
Cut 3, coming in 3, 2, 1.
That was an upward adjustment from the June estimate. That was largely due to adjustments in the United States, though, that we talked about earlier, the fact that the U.S. crop went up. That accounted for a lot of the increase in the world crop. The adjustments in other countries were fairly modest. And then when we look at the demand side, they also got a bit more optimistic on the recovery that we're seeing in cotton demand, and now domestic use for the 2010 marketing year is plugged in at 119.7 million bales. That's a little bit of an upward revision from their June number, but it also represents about a 3 million bale increase from what we saw in the 2009 marketing year.
Cut 4, coming in 3, 2, 1.
I think one thing to note, too, is even with the recovery that's being called for in world production, as it rebounds to 116 million bales, when we look at mill use now approaching 120, we're still talking about a situation where global stocks of cotton are expected to decline further as we go through the 2010 marketing year. And that's a marketing year that starts August 1 to July 31.